So how does an IRM type person get into the HR accolades business?
The Foreign Service is great for folks that have a little bit of professional ADD. We get to move around every couple of years and take new assignments. So most of my assignments have been focused on information management and information technology. But I did do a tour or an assignment in HR's recruitment office. And there I became very passionate about recruiting, not only for the State Department, but for folks in the IT field. Then later, when I moved to the Office of E-Diplomacy, I had a unique opportunity to take a look at our IT workforce, especially overseas, the IT folks supporting our embassies and consulates around the world, and take a look at how that job has changed. Secretary Clinton's 21st century statecraft really offers our IT employees new opportunities to play different roles, not just sort of the traditional operational, is your computer working or not, but to offers them the opportunity to help out our policy folks in understanding what is internet freedom and what are the technical aspects of that. And even sort of some of the public diplomacy aspects of that. We do a lot through technology now. Through, you know, Twitter and interaction and outreach over the internet. So here again, you know, the IT folks have an opportunity to play a different kind of a role and a new role. So
on our profile on federalnewsradio.com, some of the people who nominated you cited your work in conducting a survey of all these people overseas. Now, why, and maybe this seems obvious, but why did you feel like there was such a need to gather sort of their opinion, no matter how far flung they were? And then what did you do with the information once you surveyed them?
Right. So anytime you're looking to sort of make a shift from the norm, this is really a cultural shift. And it was really important to talk to my colleagues out in the field, especially those in the far-flung places, because, you know, the work in Abuja is very different than the work in Amsterdam, for example. So we wanted to survey everyone first to get a baseline of what are people doing right now? How are they spending their time? And that changes a little bit from a big embassy to a small consulate. It depends on the infrastructure of those places. And then once we gathered a baseline of what people are actually spending their time on now, we sent out what we called a future focus survey that asked people, you know, what do you think we should be doing now that we have new goals and mission, now that we have, you know, at the very highest levels, you know, a development plan that highlights 21st century technology and highlights how technology plays a role in diplomacy. How do you see the IT folks adding value to our customers, you know, inside the embassy and even, you know, more largely to the people we're trying to reach overseas? So that survey was really a critical component of gathering the voice from the field and then taking that data and providing it directly to the CIO and the other leadership of the Information Resource Management Bureau in Washington, so that they can then move forward with that data at hand.
We talked with another award winner about this issue, and she was in HR, and she said one of her problems was with the IT people because she said they don't use their words. You know, they don't speak very well. Now, I would think in the State Department, it's a place where it's high tech, and at the same time, diplomacy is, you tend to think of it as face-to-face. How do you balance that?
In our recruitment efforts, we're looking for a certain type of person, whether that person is a political officer or an information technology professional. They have to have a baseline of functional knowledge in their field. But then as you move through the vetting process, through the various interviews that you must move through to be a successful candidate, you also have to go through a process that's really based on what we call the 13 dimensions. And these 13 dimensions have nothing to do with IT or economics, but they have to do with, who you are as a person, What's your experience in adapting to other cultures? How are your written and oral communication skills? How do you get along with a team? So I really believe that it's a really thorough vetting process. And that last piece that really gets at the person's interpersonal skills and teaming skills starts to ensure that we're getting a candidate that can perform successfully overseas, no matter what the functional expertise is.
We're speaking with Laura Williams, a Foreign Service Specialist and Information Management Specialist at the State Department. And in your online survey, you answer the question, what is the worst piece of advice you ever received? And your answer was, sit in the back row and keep quiet. So you're not a wallflower, are you?
Well, you know, when you're new at a job, you sort of try to be, right? I mean, I think they're, let me qualify that by saying their listening skills are very important. So I'm certainly not saying that, but I am saying
maybe sit in the front row and keep quiet.
Maybe sit in the front row and keep quiet. That's right. So while listening skills are important, it's also important to speak up when you have a perspective to share, even if it may not be sort of the reigning perspective in the room. And I've found that when I have spoken up, of course, with the utmost respect, that you know, the conversation tends to become more nuanced. And certainly I've found that in the State Department, a variety of perspectives really are honored. And, you know, the world is a big place, and the State Department can't be successful with a group of people that all think the same way and came from the same university and have the same degree. So diversity of perspective is important, and everybody should share that.
And just one final question. You're in the Foreign Service, so you do rotations. What's next for you?
So I actually just started a new assignment in the State Department's Operations Center, and this is the 24/7, you know, nerve center of the department. And our primary customers are the secretary and the senior leadership of the State Department, and we alert and brief and coordinate information. So again, I've stepped a little bit outside of my sort of well-worn path of, you know, IT work, in the sense that I'm performing the role as a watch officer, and folks that typically, take this job are, you know, come from different backgrounds. After 1 year of performing the job, I'll then stay in the office, but transition to a role that they call Innovation Facilitation Officer. It's sort of a sexy name, but basically it's, now that you've done this job, how can we improve the technology in the operations center so that we can do the job better? And I think this is a key point. I mean, I think really what we're talking about in the survey and what we're really trying to accomplish is, how do we move along the continuum from operating IT equipment to applying information technology to our goals? So I'm really excited about this opportunity. The shift work is definitely tricky, but it's an exciting opportunity.